And a fine town it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check and Boogie Text of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, stop what you're doing and either call or text 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Checker, Boogie Text of Life. What does that mean, Johnny? That means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogular Check or text. But that's not my job. That's your job. 312-981-7200. First caller will receive a prize. And I've also got a text here from 773. Why are we not promoting Jimbo Hannon's show? I don't know. He's like, we were just talking about it in the hallway. We're still running it, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know where he went.
I knew he was going to the NAB, which, you know, the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Vegas, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah, so I hope he's doing okay. And good question. Don't have an answer. Let's go to the phones. Barista? Hello?
Hello, yes, it's Barista Ty.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this fine evening?
Fine, what a great name. Are you?
Oh, I know, right? Barista Ty.
Are you a barista, by any chance?
I am a barista Ty. I was on Boogie Check last week to talk about my show. I was talking about how crazy my customers can be.
Oh, right. Well, tonight you happen to be the first caller, so you're... wait a minute. Yes? No? Hold on a second.
Am I the first caller? No.
He is, but he won last time, so we can't give him a prize.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, barista. Let's go to Marianne in Crest Hill. Hey, Marianne. Marianne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. How's everything in Crest Hill?
You know, I can't complain. How's that?
That's a great attitude. A great attitude.
Yep.
Well, you are the indeed the first call, and therefore you...
Oh, wonderful.
Indeed it is. And therefore you get a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there so that Brendan can get the information for you, so we can get you the weather, American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling desktop weather station. Stay on the line. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's go back to Barista. What's going on, Barista?
Oh, it's going okay. It's going okay. I'm currently standing outside of a banquet for a bunch of my actors who were in my show last month.
Where's the banquet?
It's in the awesome place of Romeoville. It's at a Nice Pizza. It's just they do a little banquet for the graduating seniors, and because I co-directed one of the shows with one of those seniors, I got an invite and got some tasty pizza.
Now wait, maybe I missed part of it, or I've just forgotten. You're a teacher?
No. I just am an alumni that was asked to come in and by a current senior student to direct with them to do a show, because we were like the two comedy students. Like I'm an alumni that did comedy a lot and do comedy, you know, outside of school, and so does this senior. So we decided to team up.
Alumni from where? What school?
Oh, Lewis University. My bad. I probably should have buried the lead there.
That's okay. That's okay. So you're done performing with this show? Is that what you're saying?
We just closed out last weekend, and it was like we were, you know, all proceeds went towards the theater, and we ended up raising over $700. It was awesome.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you and everybody else. What's next?
Well, you know, it went just well enough where I think we might be able to get away with asking for a slot to do it next year. And, you know, there was such a positive response from both active students, alumni and stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, they're eager to do it again. And I'm excited to do it again.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
All right. There he goes. That's a barista. The actor. Barista the barista. Yeah, I remember the conversation where I asked him, hey, you know, can you, since you're one of those baristas at Starbucks, some of the customers get a little insane as to their order. And he more than complied with my request. Yeah, yeah.
He's got a bunch of stories if you ever need one.
312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. As in Zero Mostel. To get on the boogie check or the boogie text of life here at 720 WGN. Well, as long as we wait for texts and calls to come pouring in, I'm going to embark on a new adventure this Saturday. I'm going to take improv classes.
Where at?
Second City.
Oh, you're doing the conservatory.
Is that what I'm doing?
I don't know. You're doing like the intro level one?
I'm doing an adult improv for 7 weeks in a row.
Nice. Yeah, I did the adult improv a little while ago.
You're kidding.
A couple years ago now, yeah.
What happens?
You learn about different games, long form, short form improv games, improv formats.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun. My favorite is long form Herald format.
The long form Herald format.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Something tells me I'm getting myself into a lot more.
Have you ever watched Middleditch and Schwartz on Netflix? Middleditch and Schwartz?
I cannot say that I have.
Watch that before you take your class. It's on Netflix. Two improvisationers. Mm-hmm. Improvisationalists? I don't know.
Middle what?
The Middleditch and Schwartz.
Like ditch, like in D-I-T-C-H?
Yep. And Schwartz, as in Ben Schwartzman from Parks and Rec.
Oh!
John Ralphio? He's the and Parks and Rec, he's like, she's the worst, that character.
Isn't, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Isn't that also improv?
It is also. That is short form improv, play games, and then the Middleditch and Schwartz is long form, where you get a couple of suggestions from the audience and then make a full, like, hour long story out of it.
Wow.
It takes an incredible amount of talent.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that.
But give it a... I think you'll find it very entertaining.
Well, it's going to be on Saturday afternoons for like 7 weeks.
Well, I have to get lunch. I'm here Saturdays, too.
3 to 6 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. I'm here every Saturday.
Hey, what can I tell you? What are you doing here Saturday?
I work David Hochberg show,
David Hochberg, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Busy, busy, busy. Always so busy, busy. It's 8:14. More of this when we come back on 720 WGN. Let's boogie check. WGN. And a fine town it is, too. Okay, here we are. Boogie text, boogie check of life, 312-981-7200 to be on the line or to be on the text line. Your choice here at 720 WGN. And today is Wednesday, so tomorrow, one more show on the John Landecker schedule for this week. And then, starting next week, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m., with a couple of exceptions. There'll be a hour-long special the 19th from 7 to 8, which will be a simulcast between WGN Radio and television. And that will be about the 100th anniversary of WGN Radio, because guess what? That's the date of the anniversary. So the first hour of the show will be about that. And actually, the whole show is going to be about that, but I'm looking forward to that. And then somewhere down the line, there's also going to be a gubernatorial debate, which will also be on the air. Yeah. Well, that's important. I mean, we should hear our candidates. I mean, after all, we put up with their commercials. So
just let them talk to get it out of the way.
312-981-7200. That would be the telephone number to get on the boogie check of life. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions, taking your calls about pests and answering my question as to what's a midge, because midges are back, they are in abundance, and experts are unsure why the outbreak of pests is so vast, that according to a Tribune article today. So we'll see what she has to say about that, and we'll find out whether or not any of you have any questions about that after the bottom of the hour at 312-981-7200. 7200. That will be the telephone number then. It is now on the boogie check and boogie text of life.
We do have a boogie texter. A boogie texter from 815.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Do you want to get into that?
No. He's stirring up a little trouble, though. I'll debate, but it's, I don't have time for that. I'll still win.
Okay, John. It says, 815. Original Star Trek is 1,000 times better than Star Wars. Just look at the invention Star Trek had. Flip phones. Biracial kiss. Gene Roddenberry had a much better imagination. Instead of war, we belong to a federation promoting peace. Yeah, I get all that. I don't think we have to like one more than the other.
I don't know why there has to be a dispute. Well, I think they're both fantastic.
Because that's the way you people, right, John? That's the way Trekkies and whatever you call yourself, Star Wars people, this is the you thrive on this stuff. I mean, 219 also has chimed in and said, I agree. Got a 779. So crazy hearing another boogie checker from Romeoville. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Ooh, let's go to Earl. Hey, Earl, how are you?
I'm doing okay, John. It sure is good to hear you. It's been a while.
I always like it when you call, Earl. What's going on?
Well, I have this some friends on Zello. We talk on Wednesdays, and he got knocked off because of a phone call. And I remembered, hey, hockey's over and John's on. So it's been so long. I just wanted to say hello, and I'm sure glad to hear you. And I'll start listening regular. I'll come up with some old good songs and
fantastic.
Some good memories for you.
All right, Earl. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Appreciate it. And who's here? None other from Naperville. It would be Sherry. Hey, Sherry, what's going on tonight?
I wasn't
going
to call because I called yesterday, but
I know.
I did text you during the Antique Day. But I was going to say, the guy who texted about the Star Trek, and yes, he thinks that's better. But we went to see a family down the street, brought us all. We went to Yorktown Theater, I think it was, and we were like around the theater wrapped twice in 1974 to get
yes.
in
yeah.
on that weekend. And, and Tell Pirate, I think I have the 45 to that,
Mako?
When you played.
Bam!
Yeah, yes.
You have the 45?
Yeah. Wow. I believe so. Somewhere in the storage unit. But anyway, I remember buying it at this down the street.
Yeah.
But, you know, sitting in the Star Wars movie, like you said, the Infinity and everything, both of you, it just, Star Wars fills you up. And Pirates, right, you have to watch them in the order that they presented them to you. Mm-hmm. Because there was the charm and the magic in that.
I guess so. No, I agree. After the first three, I sort of disappeared until recently.
Well, the next three, I could. The next one after the other three that came out, I don't know how many years. I was confused. I was so confused.
Me too.
And those three I let slip by. And then the whatever the next one was with the young girl, and I think yeah. Carrie Fisher was in that first one too. And, I guess it'd be the seventh one. But that one kind of reminded me a lot of the first one.
Well, I guess so. I mean, yeah. I mean, they're all pretty much, they have a theme, obviously, running through all of them that supports the entire franchise.
It does.
Franchise.
It
yeah.
does. But, I mean, the thrill of the first three, there's no way it could ever compare to
I agree.
Any
stuff well, you know, when something's first, no matter how many follow, those first ones are, at least to the people who were there at the time when they came out, there's nothing like them and never will be ever again, at least in my opinion.
The music.
Yeah.
The music
yeah.
and the orchestration. Was,
yeah.
was that John Williams, too?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
He is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Sherry. 312-981-7200. You know, I got a 319 text talking about people who are into Star Trek. We all know they're called Trekkies, but I was talking with Brendan that there was nothing for, that I know of anyway, to catalog in the same regard Star Wars aficionados. So 319 suggests Star Warriors.
I like that a lot.
That's pretty good. Is this? Let's go to Wilfred. Hey, how are you?
Hello, John.
Oh, my God. You? Holy crying eye. Look who's...
You know...
Yes.
That's right. You know me. It's Wilfred Grimsby Newton. Initials WGN.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, and I've been around since WGN was a small radio tower.
You're over... You're 100 years old?
Yes. Yes.
You sound great. And
I mean, even in a crib, I remember listening to it. And then, you know.
Isn't he also the questioner?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, no.
That
sounded like a question, though.
He's got many personalities. Just let's put it that way. And, you know,
yeah, you can have split personalities. You know, it happens.
It does. Yes, it is.
And it happened probably to me when I was growing up because we were poor.
Uh-huh.
We were so poor.
How poor were you?
Oh, we had to eat cereal with a fork so we could save milk. You know.
Well.
We were so poor in the wintertime that we gathered around our sickest brother so that he could stay warm.
Have you spent a lot of time coming up with these, Wilfred?
I think the internet has. I don't know. You know, we were so poor you could throw one rock through our front window and hit everyone in the house because we were huddled together, you know, the huddled band.
Oh, yes. Right.
And we'd leave the front door open in case a thief would come in and drop something. That would be good. We'd be a plus one for the day. So I'm just celebrating the 100th birthday of WGN with you, John.
Well, I appreciate that. And we'll continue the celebration. Thanks for calling, Wilfred.
Going to have cake?
There's a party, so I'm guessing there's cake.
Oh, good. I like cake. Save me a piece, won't you?
Certainly. Thank you, Wilfred. Yeah, there's a party on the 25th, but that's like here in the station and executives and that kind of thing. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a pretty big party. The guest list is very large.
It is?
Yeah. So big, in fact, I don't think we all get plus ones.
Oh, no, there are no plus ones.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty big guest list, though.
Of limited capacities.
The talk around the office says it's going to be a large party.
Oh, is that what the chatter is?
Oh, yeah, the water cooler chatter.
The hallway energy. Yeah. Oh,
it's a big party.
My. How about that? Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it.